And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're in the Mighty 1090 studios with Captain Sam Patella from the American Angler. We're going to be talking fishing. Right. Let's Talk Hookup.
Don't get
fishing it. Right here on Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
If you love to cast surface iron and other jigs, plus fish the Shimano Waxwing, there has never been a reel that was made for the job until now. Shimano is proud to introduce Tranx, the dream reel for casting and retrieving lures. Smoothness, castability, and powerful gears. Tranx has it all, plus the Shimano X-Ship feature for superior smoothness, increased power, and phenomenal gear life. Match all this up with 25 pounds of max drag and the game is over. Tranx has a low-profile design for ergonomic comfort and the variable brake system. Super free spool and level wind will allow you more consistent casting. Unbelievable distance and line management. No more line piling up on one side on your retrieve. Tranx can actually make a better jig fisherman out of you. Stop by your local Shimano dealer to see it for yourself. Tranx, it's not just a new reel, it's a way to fish. Experience Tranx on a Let's Talk Hookup on the Water seminar or the next casting contest.
I am an angler, a heroic defender of the noble sport of fishing. When I go out with my crew, we're prepared for everything, from itty-bitty mosquitoes to the biggest bass you've ever seen. Not to mention, we all wear life jackets. And with this year's drought conditions, we're also defending every last drop of water, saving lives and saving water, because the best defense is a good offense. Just don't tell the fish that.
Take your hero quiz at BoatCalifornia.com. A message from the California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
The offshore fishing last year was some of the best we've seen in years. Let's hope our luck keeps up in 2015. It's a brand new year, and what better way to kick off a new year than with a new Ford? Once again, Ford is America's favorite brand. Just take a look at last year's sales figures. It's right there in black and white. It's easy to see why Ford is so popular. Styling is contemporary, the technology is state-of-the-art, and the fuel economy is more impressive than ever. Fusion, Focus, and Escape continue to be San Diego favorites, and the new Mustang has the entire city buzzing. You've got to check it out. Right now, you'll find the biggest savings on F-150 pickups. The last of the 2014 models are going fast. And talk about popular, Ford F-Series has been America's best-selling truck and a favorite among fishermen for almost four decades. In fact, a new F-Series truck is sold every 43 seconds. Imagine catching a fish every 43 seconds. You'd be popular, too. Start the new year in style. Stop by your San Diego County Ford dealer. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. You want to talk about a fun show today, man. This is it.
It's a super show
today. Yeah, it is.
Super Bowl Sunday with Super Sammy Patella right here.
I like it.
Well, good morning. Yeah, good morning. I don't know. Let's just easy on the super stuff.
You better perform Super Sammy.
You know, no, we're not going there.
Come on, it's only once a year we get to have a super day like this. So well, you might as well just flaunt it, right?
I know it.
That's enough of that.
Crazy.
Anyway, happy February, believe it or not.
Right?
Huh?
So it's going to be
the dead of winter here in Southern California.
It's bluebird sky. It's going to be like 75 degrees.
Yeah,
there's bluefin biting. There's yellows biting. It's just, whatever. Yeah. Typical February.
Yeah, exactly.
Marlin. Rick.
Guys hooking marlin.
Marlin.
Right?
Crazy.
It is crazy. And, I mean, American Angler is fishing south.
Yeah. Brian's scheduled in Friday, so he's just finishing up a 14-day trip right now.
Some good fishing going on.
Well, and another thing, yeah, those guys fishing down there, you know, fishing Hurricane Bank and fishing around Clarion. I know they've been more Hurricane Bank, it sounds like, the last couple, 3 weeks here, but what about the Wahoo fishing?
Right?
Wow. Just
unreal.
Historically, you know, this time of year, you know, that is all thrown out. Forget it. Throw it in the trash can. This is kind of a, I don't know if this is going to be the new norm. Who knows? It's crazy.
So.
Yeah, well,
yeah,
well,
okay.
No,
we'll take it.
Phenomenal. Yeah, so guys are just having phenomenal wahoo fishing at the rock still. You know, I don't even, I know none of the long range guys are even fishing the ridge, but, you know, I mean, you look at the water temperature pictures down there, it's still like, you know, in the low 70, 70 degrees. Why wouldn't there be wahoo in on the ridge? I just don't think there's anybody going there. Who knows, you know?
Right.
But, crazy. Just phenomenal fishing going on right now.
So is it just new influxes of wahoo just keep pouring in?
I'm just waving the white flag on this one. Who knows? You know, never seen anything like this. I remember Brian always telling me a story. I think it was back in the early 90s when he was on that Royal Polaris, and I remember they had a real good wahoo fishing in December. And under normal years, that would be like, that's late. December's late, and in on the coast.
Sure.
And, I mean, here we are. Now we're rolling into, you know, I mean, January was just the guys were just getting them, you know, transiting down, you know, on these longer trips and they're having good wahoo fishing, you know being there on the right day.
Rosarito Beach.
How cool is it to for a guy like you, or how nice is it, whatever, to have that in your back pocket that knowing, oh, we're just going to make a little stop on our way down. We'll throw 80 of them on. No big deal.
It's just
awesome.
When it's happening, it's happening. That's all. I just came to terms with that. You know, when it's right. And it has been, so.
Yeah.
We'll take it.
And now a lot of big fish hitting the decks, too.
Yeah. No, the guy's been picking away. It's been good. So, no complaints. I mean, you know, it's for the American angler and, you know, the rest of the long range boats, we're just kind of doing the normal. This is what we do this time of year. You know, we just, you know, leave the point and just drive away from bluefin and yellowtail in the wintertime. This is just crazy. But, no, the long trips have been holding up. We're holding up our end of the deal, you know, go down there and catch a big tuna this time of year and that kind of thing. But, once again, you know, this fishing that's going on locally is just
pretty crazy.
Insane.
Awesome. Yeah.
Just like,
so you and Brian have been running the Angler. Is it been 15 years already?
No, not that long.
Not quite.
13.
13 years.
The Angler.
That's a long time. Yeah, the Angler.
Yeah. And
before that, the Pacific Queen.
Pacific Queen for 5 years.
Yeah. So,
and
then you transversed back into long-range fishing. Because way back when, I remember fishing aboard the 105 with you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Way back
when. Yeah. But both Brian and I, we started as deckhands on the long-range boats and kind of, you know, just put our time in, and here we are. So, seen a lot of fish, and it's been good. Yeah.
Yeah. And you guys run a real family-oriented trip. I mean, you have a real tight deal.
No, that's kind of our deal. You know, we just like to get, you know, we call it the American Angler family. And, you know, I mean, it starts there in the office with Lori and just the whole deal. You know, I mean, we don't have the biggest boat in the fleet. But, you know, I think we have a very professional crew. Brian and I and Ray and the way we, you know, command the boat and kind of just take care of everybody. And, I mean, we have a lot of very, just very beautiful, nice people that ride with us that come back and, you know, return business and that kind of thing. And I think that's what makes it, you know. I mean, you know, they come back and, It's not too many trips that somebody walks on the boat and, you know, Brian or Ray or myself or the crew, they don't know that person when they're stepping on the boat when they get on the boat and they know their first name.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, it's that kind of atmosphere.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah, and that's the kind of atmosphere you guys created.
Yeah, it's just kind of, and again, it's like you don't read that and you can't Google that. And
no.
It's kind of more instinctive it. And it's just what you do, you know, and it's just how we are. So, it's
and
nice.
And your crew members have been with you a long time.
Yeah. You know, we
seasoned professionals.
Yeah. They're all licensed captains. They're just true. You know, they're passionate about this and, just good mariners. And, we got a good team.
And you run schedule throughout the year. Kind of give us a lowdown on what the American Angler schedule will
well,
be
we,
like.
Well, we run almost about 9 months a year now, so we kind of start up late May, I should say early May. There's a 14-day trip in May that we run, and then we roll right into the 8-day spring trips, and that gets us right about through June, and then from June to September, we're running the shorter trips, anywhere from a day and a half to 7-day trips. And then
a lot of good summer trips this year.
Wow, yeah, that was crazy.
You ran a lot of those.
Yeah, it was good tuna fishing on the three-quarter day boats. That was crazy. Once again, yeah, we got to move on with but anyhow, fall time, you know, we start running those 8 and 10-day trips, and that starts around October. And once again, you know, here we're a couple months into our long season, and like I say, we got the boats doing Friday, which is the 6th or the 7th, I think. But anyhow, we go till we'll have one more 14-day trip, and that'll get us almost through February, and then it's time to, you know, lay in, haul out, do some maintenance, and get
Fred
the boat
Hall
ready.
Fred Hall show.
Fred Hall show, yeah, get the boat
ready.
You
going to be up in Long Beach?
Oh, heck yeah.
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 Oh, yeah. Going to have American Angler booth?
Yep. Going to have the booth.
Yeah.
Yep. Brian and I will probably put some clean clothes on. And
no.
Yep.
Really?
Take the extra tufts off?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Maybe clean socks too.
Wow.
Get all dressed
you.
Up.
Yeah. I mean, hey, Ricky, it's showtime.
That's
you know,
right.
He's really going big.
That's right.
Yeah. I know that Long Beach show is a lot of fun for us.
It is.
Yeah, and we'll have some of the guys up there. I'm not sure which crew members are coming up, but we usually have Rhino Ray's coming up, probably Andrew, a couple other guys. So we'll have the.
That's awesome.
We'll have the whole team up there.
That'll
so yeah, fun. It's a fun show, man. I like it.
Yeah, month away.
Fun to get to see everybody.
Yeah,
it's the meetings where everybody's at one time and all the boats are in and you can see everything that has to do or you would want to be part of saltwater fishing is at that show under one roof.
No doubt. So I have a question for you, Sam. You talked about 8 and 10 day fall trips.
Yes, sir.
What's the difference? I mean, if a guy says, "Well, I don't know whether I'm ready for 10, but I might go 8."
When it comes down to it, the difference between an 8 and a 10 day is merely just the 2 days. You're not going fishing anywhere different. You're just, the clients that we carry, we have a little bit of both. We have guys that want to do that 10 day trip for the couple more days. And then we have clients that's kind of pushing it for time off for their work and that kind of thing. So 8 days.
They'll do that.
They'll do that. It's just a couple days shorter. And merely that's just it.
It's just fishing days.
It's just fishing days.
It's not travel days or anything.
Pretty much your destination's going to be the same areas. But once again, the difference is, you know, just 2 more days of, more time down there. And do you have to make a ridge 10-day trip? No, we've seen very good fishing historically. You can get it done in 8 days. If fishing's good, when it's good, right?
Right.
But, so more of the working man's fall long-range trip. I hate to say it like that, but the guy that's just, pressed for time,
Eight days.
You can,
just the
eight
full
day,
extent
you
of
you
what
can leave on a weekend. You can come back on a weekend. You fill your time. You only took the 1 week off of work.
Yeah.
You're
kind of hit all the spots, do what you're going to do, because the fall's like, man, you got to have, a whole bunch of, tuna, wahoo, yellowtail. It's a combination of everything. They're just variety trips.
Yeah. So you can hit Alejos Rocks, you can hit the banks, you can hit everywhere on an 8 day.
Yeah.
Same as a 10 day.
You got plenty enough time.
Yeah.
You just got to keep moving. So.
You said that the guy that's like, I don't know if I'm ready for this. What about extending that farther on? A guy has aspirations of catching a giant tuna, going, doing exactly what the boys are doing right now and pulling on 200 pounders. But a guy's been on a 5 day trip. I hear that a lot in the shop. I don't know if I'm ready for a big fish trip. Do you think that that's a case? I mean, you think anybody that's capable of going fishing on a 5 day trip is ready for a big trip? I think it seems like that big fish just scares some people off sometimes.
I think it's up to the individual. I think it's a progression. I think a guy starts on the starts on the twilight, maybe half day, works his way to the 3/4 day. Throughout his life, then he jumps on a day and a half, and then then a 5 day, and then maybe an 8 or a 10 day, and then it's time because the big tuna fishing, the longer trips are it's a totally different trip. It's you're standing at the rail for one bite,
right? You're trophy hunting.
Yeah, you're trophy hunting. Yeah. So it's a totally different trip, but our customers are all of you people out there listening. The direction you head,
Do you want to go?
Yeah,
you
it's the
make
direction
it perfectly
you head.
Clear. Okay, this is a trophy trip. This is not the ridge variety trip. We're going big game hunting.
Yeah, the ridge fishing, it's like lots of bites. You're targeting different species and stuff. We're on the longer trips. It's kind of the opposite. It's a lots of time at the rail for a bite. You're fishing big gear. It's hard. It's not that light kind of, you know, finesse type. It's still, there's a little finesse in there, don't get me wrong, but it's big and cumbersome gear, and it's, and, you know, I can't say patience. You got to just be patient, persistent, and so in my eyes, it's a totally different trip, you know, but I know myself and the crew, we love fishing the bigger fish. I mean, it's, I mean, that's what
that's
you
what
kinda,
you live for, right?
Yeah, you kind of, you know, it's just, you know, I always say the bigger the fish, the harder they are to catch. And that doesn't mean that they pull harder. It's just the harder they are to catch. Yeah. You got to just.
Yeah. But they didn't got big for a reason.
Yeah.
So maybe just a little bit.
That's what makes it fun, you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So.
Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. Lots of good information from Captain Sam Patella, American Angler, and what a prize.
Boy, you're not kidding. Yeah, we're going to have a great time today and lots of fun and talk about how lucky we are to have a guy like Sam, like you say, guy that's on the water all the time. So rare that we can get somebody like that wrestled down, and going to be some great information and lots of fun today. And we'd love to have you join us. If you want to be a part of the show, there's two ways that you can reach us this morning. First is with our local line, which is 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. That one's all filled up right now, but we do have line room on our toll-free line. That one's 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. Open right now. Not only are you going to get your chance to talk to Sam, but boy, as Pete said, we have what a cool prize for one lucky caller at the end of the show today. And we talked about how crazy this season has been and all this great bluefin fishing. Well, somebody is going to get to go experience that. A trip, a day and a half trip, going on the Tribute, departing on Monday night, day and a half trip for one lucky caller at the end of the show today. The trip's for Monday or for Wednesday, but Pete,
your
I think
choice.
You were checking. The Wednesday trip's already almost sold out.
So we can get you on there.
That's crazy.
How cool is that?
So one already sold out.
One
Wednesday.
Lucky caller.
And
is going
to. And it's February.
Jeez.
And the bluefin are biting.
Awesome.
So how about that? Going fishing, day and a half on the Tribute, getting in on that bluefin action. Again, it's a day and a half trip, leaving Monday or Wednesday night, your choice. Again, if you want to get your shot at winning that great trip, 877-792-1090, the only line open in the building right now. And when we come back, we got a lot of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. You're listening to Southern California's sport fishing voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
If you've heard the advice Scott Sherman from Fifth Avenue Insurance has given anglers over the past couple of years, you know there is much more to your boat insurance than just a low rate. Well, Fifth Avenue Insurance can not only find you the lowest rates on your boat insurance, they also make sure the coverage you get meets all your needs. What if you had an accident with the boat and found out you didn't have proper coverage? Well, that just won't happen when you insure with Fifth Avenue Insurance. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Fifth Avenue Insurance, 619-640-3130, or check the number 5, THAVEINS.com.
Your hook is one of the most important parts of your fishing tackle, and that is why you should use the hook that sets the standard for quality and innovation. Gamakatsu. As Japan's leading hook manufacturer and growing at an amazing pace, Gamakatsu is responsible for introducing a unique tempering process to give Gamakatsu hooks superior strength and durability. Plus, the conically needle-honed points stay sharp. Gamakatsu offers a hook for every fishing situation, including the finest one-piece ringed hooks, light wire, standard, and heavy-duty live bait hooks, and the popular Nautilus circle hooks. Get Gamakatsu hooks at your favorite tackle store and stay connected to that fish of a lifetime.
Good morning. Genren boats are the most requested on the East Cape because of our unparalleled service. From novice fishermen and children to the most seasoned veteran, Genren crews are sensitive to anglers' needs. Our immaculately maintained twin-engine cruisers are fully equipped with accurate reels, CalStar rods, and Sibrod electronics. For fishing packages, weekly fish reports, and two live webcams, check out TeamGenren.com. We pick up at all East Cape resorts and will provide a fishing experience that will exceed your expectations.
Alaska is one of the ultimate fishing destinations in the world. This is Rock Cod Rick, and every year the one trip I look forward to is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. My dad and I have been going for over 15 years, and I just can't wait to go again. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, the finest fishing charters, charter captains in all of Sitka, and the ultimate value. Sure, I've been to others, but time and time again, nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. You can catch huge halibut like the ones we do almost every year, and salmon? Well, Sitka is famous for some of the best runs in Alaska. We also get plenty of rockfish and huge lingcod. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. And listen to this, it's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except the tips. It's truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Come and join me on the Let's Talk hookup trip in June, or just go when you can. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
All right, phones are packed up. Think somebody wants to talk to Sammy?
I know they do,
you
man.
Think somebody wants to go on a day-and-a-half trip on the Tribute out of C4 Sport Fishing?
I sure hope so, because I know I want to go with
them. Yeah, we all want to go on that one for sure. So let's go ahead and jump into the phones.
You got it. Why don't we start it off this morning with Mike, who's calling us from San Diego this morning. Mike, good morning. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Morning, Mike.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Great. What's up, Mike?
I wanted to ask Captain Patella, if I could only go on 1 5-day trip during the year, what month would he suggest? And do I need to bring any additional equipment or tackle other than what I bring on a 2.5-day trip?
What 5-day? Well, any 5-day we got running in the summer would be a good one. It's kind of when you can go is the best time. Our 5 days, we have one in late June, which has some spots on it right now, but I know we got one or two July, August, and through into September. And, you know, any one of those would be one to grab. The five-day program is kind of a offshore slash go fish shallow water for yellowtail somewhere up and down our coast.
It's almost the perfect trip.
Yeah, it's kind of a good starter for like what we were talking about earlier in the show, you know, jumped to an 8-day or a 10-day. But anyhow, let's focus on the 5-day trips and your question. You know, I think if you got 25 to 40 pound on a 5-day, you're kind of covered. Basically, you need one or two bait rigs and maybe something to, you know, for that yellowtail fishing, a yo-yo rod or 40 pound or 50 pound outfit. I think, you know, 3 or 4 outfits like that and you'd be covered pretty good on a 5-day, you know, fishing the offshore and fishing for yellowtail. So it's very similar to the gear that you would take on your 2.5-day fishing, but we just kind of, we throw in that yellowtail coastal type fishing from the offshore fishing to try to answer your question more correctly. Yeah,
there's a lot of variety in there.
Yeah, you don't need a whole lot more gear than what you already have to fish a 5-day. Let me put it to you that way. When we step into the maybe 7 or 8-day trips when we're throwing in a whole nother species, like example, wahoo, that kind of where you need a couple different rods. But other than that, a 5-day, 2.5-day, you know, if you got 3 or 4 outfits and, you know, we got gear on the boat that we loan out, just so. Yeah, I think you're in good shape, really.
Yeah.
Same as the other trip, just something heavier to wind a yo-yo jig or fish a dropper loop with. Just one step of a heavier, like a faster 40, 50-pound reel.
Yeah, that's it. Not stepping it up too crazy.
Cool.
There you go. Hey, Mike, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Appreciate that. Let's go to Captain Drew Card, another guy that's been on the fish aboard the Pacific Queen. Good morning, Drew.
What's up, Drew?
Morning, guys. How's it going?
Morning, Drew.
Great.
Well, the boat got in this morning again from another excellent day on the water yesterday down at Colonnette. They ended up with 103 yellowtail, 22 lingcod, and 78 rockfish.
Jeez.
Really, really good yellowtail sign down there. It was a little tougher at rock cutting. You know, there's a little bit of chop and uphill current, you know, go against it, so it made rock fishing a little bit tougher, but there's just an insane amount of yellowtail down there. And
we heard that the
really
grade
good.
Of that yellowtail has been really nice, Drew.
Yeah, the yellowtail has been really nice. You know, I mean, I think one trip they saw a little bit smaller sign, but for the most part, it's been like 18 to 25 pounds, and most of the jackpot fish has been, you know, up over 30 in the low 30s.
Oh, yeah, you know.
That's crazy, dude. That's crazy.
That's a grade of fish.
Just wintertime rock cod
fishing. Yeah,
you know,
no biggie.
It's what we do.
Yeah,
that's
it's been a lot of fun. These guys have been, I mean, I think besides just our 2 midweek trips we had a couple weeks ago, they come home with just about 100 yellowtail on every trip. So it's been quite the winter. We've been pretty stoked. And, you know, I know you guys know what the Tribute did last week out there at the Cortez Bank. I mean, still a very good sign of bluefin out there. So we're going to run a couple Cortez Bank trips this week. We got one leaving tonight. We got one leaving Tuesday night.
Wow.
Wow, excellent. Okay.
Okay, at a Fisherman's Landing aboard the Pacific Queen, leaving tonight, what time?
7 p.m. I looked at the weather report. The weather is supposed to be beautiful all week long. So we're going to head on out there. We're leaving tonight. It's a gopher tour. I think we only have 9 people on the boat, but we're going no matter what.
Oh, man, that's cool.
Holy moly.
Tuesday, the same thing. We got a light load, but we're going to, you know, with this good weather and with what's going on out there, we're going.
Well, I'll tell you what, Monday night and, or tonight and Tuesday night, and you're back a day and a half trip, fish all day tomorrow, back Tuesday morning, then you leave again Tuesday night, fish all day Wednesday, back Thursday morning. And how, what's the cost, Drew?
It's $260.
Nice.
And you can get on the boat by calling the landing at 619-221-8500, or you can sign up on our website at pacific-queen.com. And then we'll be back down at Colonnette next Friday. So we're not going to let that go to by the wayside. We're going to still be on that fish, but we're going to try and catch some bluefin tuna during the week here.
Watch the Super Bowl. And...
Yeah, exactly. What a cool opportunity, too. There's only 9 people right now. You know you're going. You know the weather's going to be flat. You know it's going to be a light load. And they're biting. I mean, they're biting right now. That's an awesome trip, Drew.
There was a boat out there yesterday that had some fish as well. So, you know, we know what's out there. Obviously, there's been some steady catches throughout the winter. And, you know, I mean, we can't sit around and just...
No, man.
You got to run that old girl. Get her out there.
Yeah, so we're going. So, anyway, I just wanted to let you guys know that. Have a great show and enjoy.
Thanks, Drew. Right, Fisherman'sLanding.com. Book right online or Pacific-Queen Sport Fishing, right?
Yep.
All right. Thanks a lot, Drew.
All right, keep up the good work, man.
Yeah, it's your old boat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that. Keep the old girl girl.
Got memories.
Yeah.
She's a good old girl.
Good old girl. Huh? You ran that boat. You and Brian ran it for how long?
Well, we owned it for 5 years. I know Brian. I ran
it from the legendary.
Yeah. I ran a relief for Eddie way prior to us buying it, even thinking about it. And then Brian ran relief on there, and then we ended up buying the thing. Kind of funny how things work out. Yeah. No, she's a good boat, man.
I always loved it. I always loved it when Brian, that boat was always fishing. Wherever there was fish to catch, they were catching them. You know, you'd take the boat up tomorrow, you'd run the boat down, so whatever it took, like that thing, there was not a period of time when that boat wasn't killing something. Like, always.
No, it was awesome.
But wait a minute, let's back up here. When you guys used to go up to Morro Bay and fish albacore, it was like they were biting.
Yeah, that was
then when you guys,
good years. Yeah.
You guys sold the boat, they didn't stop biting up there.
Yeah,
what's that all about?
Timing's everything, Pete. I don't know what to tell you.
Were you guys like the attractors? I mean, were they just coming in?
I don't know. It was sure fun.
Yeah, no,
I loved it up there. I love fishing up there in Northern California. Nice.
Yeah, that's different. That's different water up there.
It's kind of neat.
Yeah. Hey, let's go south. We're probably a little bit warmer, but certainly fit good fishing. Captain John Ireland's on the line. Good morning, John.
Hey, John.
Good morning, Pete, Rick. Hi, Sam.
Hey, good morning, John.
Hey, great to hear. What's going on at Rancho Leonel?
Not much warmer. Not on the East Cape.
No? Really?
Yeah, it's been a weathery. This last month makes me glad that I keep the hotel shut January and February. It's pretty windy. It's been weathery. Probably 2 days a week have been the boats can actually get out. And we've been tracking and... water's still pretty warm now. It's 72, 73 degrees, and on good permitting days, there's fish outside, which is pretty normal as well. More Dorado, which is really interesting. There's a lot of Dorado around. Off the boys off Pescadero, the few boats have been going out have been picking up nice Dorado there, 20, 30-pounders. And close to shore, they've been picking up a few Dorado as well. The squid, giant squid, have been in up and down, and that's made for good bait for everybody. Marlin off the front of the hotel, striped marlin, I hear reports of a lot of jumpers and stripers just 3-4 miles right off the bump out there. Actually, you know, a lot of fish around, like I say, very, very little pressure, though. Not many people going out. A few yellowtail, which is good. We're hoping for a few yellowtail this spring like we normally get. Last year it was too warm for them, so we hope to get them back this year. I just came back out, and I've been working on the hotel, and that's been my project for these last couple of months. We're putting in a whole new kitchen in the hotel, and we just got through putting in, all new air conditioners. Every room has brand new air conditioning splits with thermostats. And we've been doing a lot of work on the place. It's going to be nice this year.
Fancy ranch.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
that's awesome, John.
Be great. And I know spots are filling fast. I'm not sure if our Let's Talk Hookup Tournament in early June even has a spot available. I haven't checked with Jeannie in the office, but if you want to go on that or any of the trips in the prime time, spring, summer, fall time, it's a good time to book right now.
There are a couple, Pete. There's two rooms.
There's
left.
Two rooms left on our tournament in June, early June there. It's on our website, hookup1090.com. Check the dates. Check all the information for Rancho Leonero. And also, you'll be at the Fred Hall Show. It's coming up in a month.
Absolutely.
Can you believe that?
It comes by so quick.
Yeah.
It seems like it just got out of there last year, and here we go again.
Here we go again. Well, if somebody wants more information on Rancho Leonero, wants to see a live picture right on that website, how do we get a hold of you, John?
Thanks, Pete. It's 800-252. We got new numbers.
Yeah, I know.
It's 800. What is it?
Well, it's RanchoLeonero.com is probably the best way to find it.
Yeah, yeah. Just and check out. We're going to have pictures coming up here, too, within the next month on the website as well. And it's actually 252-3424, I believe, is the new number.
All right. 252-3424. 252-BAHA, right?
Right.
All right. Very good, John. Thanks a lot for that report, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
You sure will, guys.
All right. Appreciate the call.
All right, let's jump back into the phones, and this time we're going to talk to Paul, who's calling us from Santee this morning. Good morning, Paul. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hi, Paul.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning, Paul.
How are you this morning?
Doing great.
Good. So I had a question for Sam. I've never been on a long-range trip before, and I wonder, what do you guys do in the transit time between the docks here and to the fishing grounds down south? What's a typical day look like in that transit?
You've been out on a day and a half, and that kind of
I've been out 2.5 to 2.5 days.
Oh, okay. All right. So you know the drill. So you're used to getting on the boat, traveling at night, and then wake up in the morning and start fishing. We just kind of just keep going. So, you know, you get on the boat, we travel, and you get up and have breakfast, and then we're just in cruise mode. We're rigging tackle. On the way down, let's say we have a 900-mile steam. Going to take us almost 4 days to get there, and the guys on these longer trips this time of year, they just we'll spend a couple days rigging gear, we'll have some tackle seminars. It's just one of those things where nobody's in a big hurry to there's no panicking going on to get your gear rigged up. I know some of the veterans, they won't even put their reels on until the day before we arrive. They'll make leaders, now there's all kinds of, there's all arts and crafts with Top Shots and that kind of stuff. So we have arts and crafts on the way down and,
making Wahoo bombs.
And that's usually in the morning, and in the afternoon after lunch, that's a pretty tough gig too. You might have to take a nap after you eat lunch.
Oh, man.
So,
yeah.
Just R&R,
it's a vacation.
Yeah.
It's a fishing vacation.
Do not lose hold of that in any way, shape, or form. It's all about just enjoying it.
It's the ultimate getaway for a fisherman.
I'd like to say we turn our cell phones off, but now that we have Wi-Fi, we're still kind of connected. But
you have Wi-Fi as well as satellite TV on the.
Yeah, but still, it's vacation, man. So we just try to make, it's. Going down is more of a leisurely, trust me, going down is you don't even think about it, but everybody gets a little antsy on the way home because, the trip's over, the gear's broken down.
Reality sets in.
Yeah, you gotta go back to work.
Oh man, I gotta go back to work.
Yeah, so that's the least your problem. But, we play lots of cribbage and cribbage tournaments, so we try to keep everybody entertained, but.
Who's a cribbage champ on the boat?
Oh, there's a lot of good guys.
Yeah.
You mean crew?
Yeah.
I don't know. We're all kind of scary to play.
Oh.
The guys are all good. That's just part of the if you want to work on the American angler, you better learn how to play cribbage.
Yeah, you're going to get a lot of points stolen.
Yeah, or you're not going to hang around long. No, but it's fun stuff. We keep you busy. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. Cool. You'll have the ultimate vacation. There's no
For sure. That's what it is.
It's a on-the-water fishing vacation. And
absolutely.
The ultimate, to me, when I get on the boat, man, it's just the ultimate way. You just don't have to worry about anything
until
that day. You know the day you're coming back.
Yep.
Don't have to worry about anything.
Sleep in. That's the idea.
Sleep.
You don't wake up to an alarm the first couple days.
Nope.
You poke your head outside the galley and decide if you're in the tropics yet. And if you are, then you can start putting your gear together. And if not, you just poke your head right back inside again.
Don't have to worry about what time your flight leaves.
That's awesome.
Any of that stuff. Yeah, it's cool. Try it. You'll like it. Thanks a lot for the call.
All right. Hey, let's jump back into the phones. This time we're going to talk to Tom, who's called us from San Diego. Good morning, Tom. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Well, good morning, gentlemen. Hey, it was great seeing quite a number of people yesterday at Friends of Rollo.
It was quite a day, wasn't it? Our hats go off to Jim Holden, the new director of Friends of Rollo, for putting together an amazing day.
Oh, it sure was, and it started off with, I was very impressed. I think our fishing councilman, Scott Sherman, got our mayor out there, Kevin Faulkner, and they presented a well-deserved plaque, a day of commemoration, whatever, from the San Diego City to Captain Frank LaPresti.
Yeah, yesterday was cool. Friends of Rollo Day.
Really?
Officially in San Diego.
That's rad.
Yeah.
And then what a great treat to hook up with Jack, Ryan's dad. He salted me some more, and he was probably one of the lead guys in catching and handing off to kids. And Kathy was doing a good job, too. I think every kid on board got a fish, which was phenomenal, and some of them were catching 4 and 5.
That's fantastic. And it was aboard the Dolphin, and did a great job out of Fisherman's Landing, and Frank LaPresti was aboard, as well as wife Kathy, and a lot of really great people. A lot of the guys from the San Diego Anglers, Tom and the guys.
That's awesome.
Yeah, Dwayne, right? He was there, and a lot of good people aboard. And what was really cool, and Michael Folks was there from Inside Sport Fishing, filming it for a future episode. There was a ton of press for this.
That's rad.
It's really, really
cool.
Well-deserved. Yeah, well-deserved. I was very disappointed opening our local paper here that there wasn't something in our local paper here about it. But it was on Channel 10, which is the ABC affiliate. It was Channel 8, which is a CBS affiliate. They were all down there. Televisa, the Mexican station was down there. The kids were from Father Joe's Village, so they were all, you know, underprivileged, homeless kids, and I some of the smiles on those kids, and they drew. Jim had it so well organized. They drew for the spot to be the 100,000.
Oh, cool. Okay.
To walk down the red carpet and cheer on, and I saw you there, Tom, high five, and all the kids on the way down. That was very good.
Well, it was fun, and actually I took the little girl who won it, Carmen, what a sweetie, over to be interviewed on the television.
Yeah.
She said, no, you have to stay with me.
Oh,
and then she perked up because I think it was Univision, anyhow, they interviewed her in Spanish. So what a treat. It may have gone around the world. Who knows?
Yeah, and you know what? After being around since 1999, it was well-deserved time that Friends of Rollo got that good recognition that it did yesterday. And again, hats off to Jim Holden for putting that whole orchestrating the whole thing, and just shows you taking kids, 100,000 kids taking fishing on Friends of Rollo. So all that money you've donated to Friends of Rollo went to a good cause, and we're hopefully going to take this organization to the next level and take even more kids out so we can reach that 150,000th kid much quicker than we did this time. So we certainly hope that's the case. And thanks for your time, Tom. It was really great to see all the volunteers helping out.
It was fun, and I think hopefully we can get Ed Zaralski to put something in the paper.
Well, you know what? You ought to write the publisher, the editor of the San Diego Union, and complain about that. I mean, because
I'm going to. Actually, I think Ed means well. He may not have been there for it. They had a nice article in Western Outdoor News. I forwarded it to him, and I'm going to, when I get the pictures back from Jim, he had two great photographers or three on board. Actually, they were filming all the kids. Actually, Fish and Game was there. They gave each kid a little book and noted what fish they caught. I mean, it was well organized. It was very well organized.
Well, he was invited but didn't show. So I'd start with the editor or the publisher and then go from there.
Oh, going for bear.
There you go, Tom. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right, let's jump right back into the phones, and this time talk to Dee, calling us from Laguna Beach. What's up, Dee? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. Nice talking to you, Sam.
Good morning, Dee.
I've been on the boat for a number of years. I'm thinking about going back on the 5-day trip. But my question is, when fishing bluefin, instead of using live bait, what best jig would you use to fish bluefin?
Oh my God! There's some good ones. I know that the hot, there's those flat falls.
Jeez.
One of them. Those things were killing everything this year. The Colt Snipers was another. Well, Colt Snipers like a mega bait. Just so everybody listening, kind of where we're at here.
Mega bait style jig, but it had good hardware on.
Yeah,
good hook and good split rings, and
I think those were, you know, and then you can't, you know, any shiny blue, shiny chrome, Salus, something,
yeah,
you know, heavy jig type thing. But those work too. I know those flat falls and those snipers were hot this year.
Yeah.
And also mega bait too. I mean that style of jig, that's more God. That thing you can cast it out and get it, you know, on the retrieve, on the surface, yo-yo style. Just yeah, but the bluefin, they'll eat those too.
They wanted that flat fall.
Yeah, they were hitting
that flat fall thing.
Oh man!
I know late in the season we haven't got to this topic yet with the wahoo that were around locally.
Right,
the guys were throwing those flat falls off and winding in. Just mono.
Just mono.
Oops. Oops.
Yeah, you didn't want to do that last year because you couldn't.
What did that?
Yeah, what did that? Oops.
What about hooks? You know, you talked about fishing your Salus 6X Junior or whatever jig, you know, more traditional style, treble hook or single hook if you're trying to catch a tuna, or does it not matter?
You know, I think on the grade of the fish.
Okay.
I always kind of like the treble hook. It's just, you know, at times. But at times, the single hook's good too.
Much say that the flat falls are back, though, right?
I mean, trickling in.
If I were the wise angler,
mm-hmm.
I would start whenever you see those flat
falls. Oh, dude.
I'd stock up.
Get a couple.
Huh? Sure. Yeah.
Also, I'll just mention the guy that catches fish on some sort of a hard jig or something like that is a guy that fishes it.
That's a good call.
You know, it's like you can be back on the stern throwing bait, not getting the bite, throw another bait, no bite, and then I'm gonna try to use a lure, go up the side, grab your lure rod, throw it over the side, cast it one time. Well, that's not getting a bite either. No, you gotta stick with it.
Stick with it.
Because the guy that catches fish is the guy that's turning the handle for a while. So.
You got it. Hey, Anyhow. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning, Captain Mark Gillette from the Eclipse. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
What's up, Mark?
Great. Good fishing yesterday, huh?
Yeah, you know, we were gone from Colnett yesterday, but seemed like it was pretty good fishing down there again yesterday. But we were actually up above a little ways, as I think I mentioned when I called in yesterday. And, guys, well, you just keep finding yellowtail wherever we went. And we found some more yellowtail like we needed them. We played catch and release there for a little bit. And it was just very, very good signal within 75 miles of San Diego, yellowtail on hard bottom edges. And we had to drive away from those and go look for a lingcod elsewhere for our afternoon. So it was a good sign of things to come with this uphill current. It was ripping uphill all day yesterday. And of course, the previous couple weeks here, that's just been a very strong uphill current. And I think it's just funneling all this yellowtail coming up. And all that yellowtail we saw yesterday was all the same grade that we've seen down there at Colnett.
Wow. It's unreal.
Unbelievable.
I cracked up so much here in your report yesterday, Mark. Like you were close to speechless, you know, trying to describe the yellowtail. I just can't believe it. I just can't believe it. It was cool hearing the excitement in your voice, knowing how good that fishing has been and was for you guys. And you almost were at a loss for the words to describe how good your day was yesterday.
Yeah, that's just, you know, I hate to, you know, try to, it reminds me of being down, and I'm sure Sam can relate to this. It reminds me of being on the south end of Cedrus at the Five. That kind of fishing, where you're making drifts and getting, you know, good stops and seeing balls and, you know, what we call sonar domers, you know, of yellowtail. We're going, my God, this can't all be yellowtail. And it comes under the boat, and you're like, oh, it's yellowtail.
That's so cool.
There it is.
You're fishing in spots that we would expect yellowtail to be down at, you know, certain places on the ridge or something, but to see it up here on these ridges and these hard bottom edges in 45 fathoms of water and seeing big schools of it, it's like, oh my word. I mean, it's just more and more filtering out.
Take advantage of it. Go fishing. And if somebody wants to go on the Eclipse or the Commander out of Fisherman's Landing, are you going to be running trips?
Yeah, we've got the Commander on one day trips there. You check our website and of course, the Eclipse got its trip. But one thing I forgot to mention, and it comes on the hill, what Sam just said about lure fishing, is the guy that fishes it, you know. And 2 days previous, they were biting just about everything that hit the water. But one thing that caught my attention was there was a gentleman fishing a pink Lucanus jig, and he stuck with it, and he did very, very well. And I think he was matching the hatch because there's so much red crab around. And the guy just matched the hatch, and he was doing very, very well on those
pink Lucanus jigs.
Whoa. That's cool. Okay, that's a hot tip. Pink good, Lucanus.
You know, I was going to say, good deal, too, with the boat going north and finding that good yellowtail. Certainly bodes well for the commander doing one-day trips, you know, knowing that a guy doesn't necessarily need to go all the way down to the extreme southern end of a day-and-a-half trip to get in that good yellowtail fishing. Sounds like you guys found plenty of good fish up in the one-day range.
Yeah, it was. You know, we didn't scout around for it for too long. We had... you know, we had really good yellowtail fishing, obviously, the day before. We were looking for lingcod. We did find really good lingcod fishing as well up within 80 miles of San Diego. And it's nice to have options. We don't always have a day and a half, or the day and a half boats are sold out. So it's just another option.
Indeed.
Then come check out the boat and see what it's all about. And, come out and have a good time. So I take any more of your guys' time. Thank you for having us on.
All right. If we want to go fishing aboard the Eclipse or the Commander, how do we do it?
Yep, you just give us a call on our 619-995-6880 and 518-8701 if you guys are looking to book a charter.
All right. Thanks, Mark Gillette.
All right, Mark. Take care.
Appreciate that very much.
And when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Cookout coming your way. We're going to check in with the Catch Report, find out what's biting up and down the beach, lots more of your phone calls, and a whole lot more with Captain Sam Patel of the American Angler. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Cookout on the Mighty 1090. Everyone likes special treatment, you know, kind of feel like a VIP. Well, that's how our listeners are treated at Poway Valley Collision. I have personally heard of several stories of how well our friends Jim and Mary take care of their customers that we sent them. Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them today, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And listen to this. Our listeners get a special discount that can save you hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. Just tell them you listen to the show and you get the deal. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. Just bring your car or truck to them and let Poway Valley Collision do the rest. I have had my truck repaired at Poway Valley Collision, and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. Tell them you listen to Let's Talk Hookup, and they'll save you money on your repair. Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check PowayValleyCollision.com.
It's time for our Power Pro 60-second seminar on your next fishing trip. Be sure to get the Power Pro Advantage. Talking Lucanus jig,
right.
Talking dropper loop, talking what, you know, jig fishing, Power Pro.
Yeah, well, you talk about an advantage, that's exactly what it is. Power Pro has a much skinnier diameter, you know, per size than mono does. And more importantly, when it's in the water, it has way less drag. So now when you're dropping your Power Pro, you can get down to the bottom faster with less drag and with a lot less weight because your line's cutting through the water. It's not being carried like the mono, so... Now, all of a sudden, in an area where you used to be fishing, you know, 16 ounces to hit the bottom, you can get down with 8 ounces.
Yeah.
Or you needed a real big jig, now you can get down with a little Lucanus jig, feel every bite, get to the bottom quicker. It truly is an advantage. A
lot of variety in Power Pro and more to come, but what are you going to use when you're fishing that jig, flat fall, Lucanus, or the yo-yo? What size Power Pro and what kind?
I'm a 65-pound Super 8 Slick. That's my favorite.
There you go. That's the one right there. So check it out at your local tackle store, powerpro.com.
Here's important news from Searcher Sport Fishing. Our 2015 schedule is now available at searchersportfishing.com. This is Captain Art Taylor. After an outstanding 2014 season, I promise our trips will fill fast. The Searcher offers great service, awesome food, air-conditioned cabins, an RSW system to preserve your catch, and plenty of room at the rail. Call Celia at 619-226-2403. That's 619-226-2403. Or book online today at SearchersportFishing.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
XSRF 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Padres.
To a home run, Kemp again.
San Diego's sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. As promised, it's time to find out what's biting out there. Today, the Catch Report is sponsored by Dana Landing on Mission Bay, your one-stop shop for everything you need to go fishing. They have a complete saltwater tackle shop, a full deli. They have Mexican and California licenses, trips, and six-pack charters. And when it comes to freshwater tackle, check out East County Bait and Tackle, full of all the freshwater tackle and live bait that you need for a great day in the lake. Dana Landing is right across from SeaWorld, next to the Dana Lawn Tramp in Mission Bay, and East County Bait and Tackle is at the end of the 67 freeway at Mapleview and Lakeside. Check danalanding.com or eastcountybaitandtackle.com for more information. Let's start it off. I'm at Dana War Sport Fishing. Talk to the man, Captain Brian Woolley's on the line. What's up, Brian?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Great.
Doing good, man.
Good, good, good. Hey, you know, we had a bit of a slower week for us, you know, if we were to kind of compare it to the many really, really good weeks we've had over the past, you know, 8 months or eight weeks. You know, just slowed down just a little bit. You know, good stretch of water still, though, from Dana Point Headlands down through, like, the Las Pulgas area there. Good 60 to 61-degree water. Quite a bit of bait in that area as well. Some good little school of anchovy, mackerel, red crab, all that stuff. So everything that you would need to, you know, kind of keep that fish in an area. Beginning of the week, we saw some really good schools of fish down through that stretch, not just, you know, in that Box Canyon area that has gotten so much focus lately. It was kind of scratch fishing for us a little bit, you know, this week. We get on some good spots and come under the boat, it wouldn't bite. You know, we'd hook a handful of fish, the sea lions would take their toll on it. It was just, you know, like I said, a little bit of a slower week for us. You know, we saw this fish kind of moving around a lot like this last month, towards the end of the month, on the moon as well. So, you know, we're keeping our fingers crossed that as we roll through the full moon, the beginning of this week, you know, this stuff will have a bit of a resurgence, and we'll be able to get back on that stuff like we, you know, have been for, like I said, the last good 2 months. So, a bit more local and close to the harbor. You know, still some fantastic cafe fishing, some good calico bass fishing on the edge of the kelp, some bonito in the mix there as well. So, you know, still plenty of opportunity. Like I said, the water's fantastic everywhere. It's, you know, just super nice water. And that's kind of what we have going on. You know, I have good open party availability on our half-day trips, of course, and still good availability on our three-quarter-day stuff. So if you guys want to hop on a boat, get some of this local fishing, we'd love to have you out there with us. You can call us at the landing and book directly there. Phone number is 949-496-5794. You can check us out on the web, of course, at danawharf.com. And then if you want to save a few bucks on one of these local trips, guys, you can link us right through the West Hawk Hookup webpage, right on the front page there, a little banner ad. It'll take you right over, and you can book online and save some money that way.
Right on. Sounds like great fishing still to be had and a really good week of weather coming for us, so I wouldn't be a bit surprised to see that yellow jump right back up to where it was in the weeks previous. Brian, appreciate a great report, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks Willie. Right.
Hey, let's go to Councilman Sherman, Fifth Avenue Insurance. Hey. Councilman Sherman, good morning, Sherman.
What's up, Sherman?
Hey guys, great. Just wanted to say thanks for all your help yesterday with the Friends of Rollo event, Fisherman's Landing, and all the volunteers, man. That thing went off flawlessly yesterday. It was a great deal. So,
such a great event.
To say thanks.
And you know, Sherm, we have to give you high kudos for all the media attention there. It was really, really terrific.
Well, you know, so many times as volunteers, we do what we do, and we get some thanks inside our own little community, but, you know, sometimes it's good to reach out to others and let them know what good work everybody's doing down there. So that was my main focus, is just to let everybody know what a good job Fred Rollo does exposing kids to fishing and creating future generations that are going to be advocates for our sport. You know?
You bet. And to have the mayor down there, I'll bet the mayor wouldn't have been there if you weren't right by his side.
Yeah, I twisted his arm just a little.
I can imagine. Well, good work, Sherm. Keep it up. We're going to get this focus on fishing and Friends of Rollo and, of course, the new CCA, another bigger thing you're going to hear a lot about here in the next couple weeks. A lot to do here for keeping fishing going.
Well, you know me, buddy. Whatever I can do to help, you just let me know.
You bet. Hey, thanks a lot for that, Sherm. Appreciate that very much.
All right. Well, let's continue on with our catch report. Hit the surf zone. Our surf guru, Gundy Gunderson, is standing by. What's up, Gundy?
What's up, gentlemen?
Good morning.
Morning, Gunny.
Solid, solid perch bite. We're right about, you know, right about in the middle of the thing here. And easy limits, nice quality fish, more northern beaches producing the better bites. Perch bite continues good on the more northern beaches. Hook, line, sinker reported excellent perch fishing at Gaviota and East Beaches up there. Gulp 2-inch sandworms and Bloody was the hot ticket this week. Cabazon bite continues strong off the rocky kelp areas there. Fish are running 2 to 4 pounds. Occasional 5-pound kicker and taking cut squid. There's also a mix of chocolates and Johnnies. And last week I mentioned the rock cod is closed, but actually if you catch them from the beach or from the pier, rock cod is still open up there. So one of the little nuances of the law. The rockfish, one angler checked in 10 fish there, Wiley's reported, near the pier on lugworms. Big fish was 2-pound, 2-ounce surf perch. Very nice fish. Next Saturday, the Uptown boys have their derby, so we'll see the ringers. And we might see one pushing 3 next week with those guys in the water. The grub bite's been very good off river jetties there. Lots of red crab in the water. The guys are using the clear red flake grubs have been excellent there. Easy limits, fish to pound and a half. Hogan's and Dana Point reported lots of bait inside off cottons all the way down to Salmon Ofri. That area is still real good. Water's clear. Anglers are reporting a nice mix of calico bass, sand bass, and halibut there. Throwing the smaller lucky crap like the 95s and in white pattern. White was really the hot pattern. The water's really clean, so I suggest like a 15-pound fluorocarbon leader in there, and I wouldn't go lower than 15-pound with that halibut in there. Drop-shotting white zoom flukes has also been a good way to go. Pacific Coast reported the lagoon continues strong. Flow tubers got in on the action this week, reporting several legal halibut on the live smelt. Croaker, sand bass, spotted, all in the mix there. 5-pound spot fin was reported taken out of the lagoon on a mussel. Today starts their month-long perch derby. Can win some nice prizes in the shop there, and that'll go all the way through the month of February. So we'll see some good perch action and a little halibut in the mix. Gosh, you can't complain.
Yeah, I like it. It's springtime in the winter already, right?
Oh, we didn't have a Corbina this week.
Oh, man. Hey, Gundy, you're going to be at Fred Hall doing seminars?
Yeah, I believe so. I believe so. I should be in the Berkeley booth once again, and we'll talk about surf angling, gulf baits, and I'm sure fishing those hot jerk baits these days.
Yeah. All right, Gundy, thanks. Great report. We'll talk to you next Sunday.
All right, gentlemen, great show. We'll see you next week.
Appreciate
thanks,
that.
Gundy.
Right. Speaking of next week, next Saturday and Sunday, another great lineup here on Let's Talk Hookup. Next Saturday, get this, Sammy, J.J. Garrettson, albacore fisherman.
Yeah, get him in here.
Yeah, he's coming.
Yeah, come on in.
Next Saturday, come on.
Get himself some.
Yeah, for sure. He's fresh off the boat in the albacore season. He's going
to
be here next Saturday.
Like to hear it. Yeah. What's up with him and that whole fishery going on up there.
Yeah, and then next Sunday, a week from the day, Captain Bob Aronson from Angler Management talking,
local
fishing aboard.
Fishing.
Yeah, local skiff fishing. And, you know, he's a great mechanic, does all the work on a lot of guys' boats, like my Yamaha 40 and stuff
mine,
like that.
Man.
Same deal. But he's got it all. He has that 26-foot Scout, and they have the 35-foot Cabo Angler Management. So he'll be in the studio talking all kinds of stuff.
It's gonna be fun.
1 week from today. So that's a good weekend to tune in next Saturday and Sunday right here on the Mighty 1090.
All right. Well, let's jump back into the phones. This time we're going to talk to Mike, who's calling us from Chino. Good morning, Mike. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Chino.
Yo,
good morning, Mike.
Where's
Thanks
Mike?
Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. I got two questions. Is that okay?
You bet.
Yeah.
Fire.
Okay. Number one is why are the tuna still biting? What's the huge? I hear about El Nino weather, and I hear all that. Why are they still biting out of Cortez Banks? What's the deal on that? And the other one is, like, I've been out in the Tribute, and they say the thing that sets them apart is that kite, man. And why is that?
Kite fishing.
Kite. Well, I'll do the tuna. Why are the tuna biting? Well, first of all, it's imperative to conditions that are here. The conditions are still right. Why would they leave?
64 and
so,
a half degrees.
Yeah, so the water temperature is, they like it. I was looking at some charts here not too long ago, and you know, down 150, 200 miles, you know, there's some 68, 69 degree water off, you know, in between the coast and Guadalupe, you know, that offshore. I mean, there's probably tuna down there. But anyhow, to answer your question, as long as the conditions are what that fish likes, whatever fish you're fishing, there's kind of no reason for it to leave. And this is, you know, with the bluefin, we think that they go trans, you know, they cross, they go up the California coast, they go way up there, they cross over in the Pacific, but for whatever reason, they like where they're at right now. The water condition's fine. They're not going anywhere. As we're here 1st of February, we'll see what happens the next couple months, see what kind of weather patterns we get. Winter isn't over yet, but it kind of really hasn't started. Kind of weird, you know, but it's just one of those things that's going on right now.
Like, the fish doesn't have a calendar. They just know condition and food. And when
they're
both there, they don't know what February is. They just know what 64 degrees is and lots of food around.
It's, you know, if that condition's there, that what that fish likes, there's really no reason for it to leave, if that answered that. And
kite fishing.
Kite fishing. I guess they've been fishing the kite. It's just another way of, it's just another technique, I guess.
Bluefin are touchy. The 15 and 20 pound fluorocarbon. You put it on the kite, a little heavier.
What does a kite do? Like, you know, for somebody who hasn't had a chance to fish a kite, what does, how does kite fishing different from just pinning a sardine on if we've never experienced it?
Well, when we stand back there on the deck with our rods and reels and we throw bait out, live bait, even fly line fishing, or as the bait swims away from the boat, the line follows behind it in the water. The kite fishing allows you to put the bait out with more or less, you put your hook, let's just say for all general purposes, through the back of your bait and dangle it straight down in the water. So there is no line or anything basically that the fish could see. It's just when they look up into the sun and the skies and the bait, and all they see is the bait. They don't see any.
And it's splashing around on the surface, tempting them, very tempting.
Yeah, so do they always bite it? No. You know, sometimes it's the hottest thing since sliced bread, and sometimes you couldn't get a bite if, you know, your life depended on it. But it's just another technique.
There you go. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great information, and your shot to win that trip, a day and a half trip aboard the Tribute. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
Fish and Mission is the best way to get involved in the growing sport of kayak fishing. And Fast Lane Kayaks in Mission Bay will host this great event every Sunday in April and May. Now you can take part in a kayak fishing trip with a professional guide and a top-of-the-line, fully outfitted 2015 Hobie Mirage Drive kayak. And kids are welcome too. A 5-hour fully guided kayak fishing trip on Mission Bay, including use of the latest model Hobie kayak, fishing gear, and more. It's Fish and Mission with Fast Lane Kayaks in Mission Bay. Easy to sign up online at fastlanesailing.com or call 619-222-0766. Sign up soon. They will sell out.
For Rancho Leonero, here's John Ireland.
I'll talk to guests and I'll say, well, how was it? And they say, well, you can talk and improve the fishing. I said, sure, you know, if I had a switch, I would, but how'd you do it? They'll say, well, we fished 3 days and we released 2 marlin and we caught 4 dorado and a bunch of rooster fish. The fishery is intact. Mother Nature's amazing, and fishing's good down there. Tuna showed up, big Dorado, good billfish, a good striped marlin. The fish photo gallery is interesting. We do honestly make an effort to update it daily, so it gives you a real good idea of what's being caught at the ranch. Another interesting thing that we have, a real-time camera that points off of the front porch of the hotel. A lot of people come on the website just to take a peek and see what the weather's like at the ranch. RanchoLeonero.com. Anytime, I encourage you to come visit Rancho Leonero. I'm proud of it. It's my home, and I'll make sure that you have a great time. I'll personally take care of you.
Great boats, free parking, and a fully stocked tackle shop. Just a few of the reasons Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top charter boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Eclipse, Apollo, Outer Limits, Pacific Star, Elgato Dos, Alexis, Pride, Privateer, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half, three-quarter, and full-day trips available. Check out the full-service tackle store at Seaforth Sport Fishing. And it's all run by fishermen for fishermen. 1717 Quivira Road, just off Mission Bay Drive in Mission Bay. Book online at seaforthlanding.com. Information is the key to success, and inside information is even better. When it comes to fishing, inside information is critical, and that's what FishDope.com delivers. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and save fuel. FishDope.com is the only SST service with a satellite oceanographic PhD on board, the only fish-finding service with a spotter plane. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com boasts the largest code group anywhere, covering sport boats, commercial boats, and private boaters. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. What I'm telling you is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, good luck. Membership costs less than 40 gallons of gas for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, stay tuned for the special code to save $20 on a FishDope.com membership. Check it out today, FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
For Rancho Leonero, here's John Ireland.
Since the fly fishing craze has come on, I'd say a good 30% of our business now is fly fishing. And Jeff DeBrown does a great job. He's our fly fishing guide, and the fishermen in particular, fly fishermen, love to run up and down the beach on the quads, and they catch a lot of rooster fish. In fact, they're not known for taking artificial lures. They're a sucker for flies, and they'll catch everything else, too. They catch yellowfin, they catch marlin, sailfish, dorado. And they like the program down there. It's very relaxing, and people feel like the ranch is their home. It's certainly the getaway, or their secret spot, I guess, would be a better description. And then number one comment that we always get is, don't change a thing. Our emphasis, just like it always has been, is we don't change. We'll make our program better, but we don't change it. RanchoLeonero.com.
The offshore fishing last year was some of the best we've seen in years. Let's hope our luck keeps up in 2015. It's a brand new year, and what better way to kick off a new year than with a new Ford? Once again, Ford is America's favorite brand. Just take a look at last year's sales figures. It's right there in black and white. It's easy to see why Ford is so popular. Styling is contemporary, the technology is state-of-the-art, and the fuel economy is more impressive than ever. Fusion, Focus, and Escape continue to be San Diego favorites, and the new Mustang has the entire city buzzing. You've got to check it out. Right now, you'll find the biggest savings on F-150 pickups. The last of the 2014 models are going fast. And talk about popular, Ford F-Series has been America's best-selling truck and a favorite among fishermen for almost four decades. In fact, a new F-Series truck is sold every 43 seconds. Imagine catching a fish every 43 seconds. You'd be popular too. Start the new year in style. Stop by your San Diego County Ford dealer, they'll be glad to hook you up.